Culture.
How people really feel about Yellowstone. The Riled West. Montanans are ready for the popular TV series to end.
Taylor Sheridan's Montana is a place where ranchers fight militias, divert rivers with dynamite, run for governor in their spare time, and commit murder, although they prefer driving to Wyoming to do so. Mr. Sheridan is the creator of Yellowstone, a television drama that premiered in 2018 about the Dutton family and the lengths they will go to in order to hold on to their immense ranch. John Dutton, played by a tanned and leathery-looking Kevin Costner, is the family patriarch and godfather of the Rockies, hell-bent on keeping Montana free of new housing developments and New Yorkers on holiday. "I am the opposite of progress," he growls when announcing his campaign for governor. "I am the wall it bashes against." The last time Yellowstone was on air in the 2022-23 season, it was the most watched show in America, averaging nearly 12 million viewers a week. But its reign is coming to an end. The second half of its fifth and probably final season will premiere on November the 10th on the Paramount Network. The cast will be without Mr. Costner, who left the franchise to work on his own Western film project. A feud with Mr. Sheridan may have played a part. Fans sorry to see the series end will be heartened by the fact that Mr. Sheridan has created a kind of cowboy cinematic universe with two Yellowstone prequels, 1883 and 1923, already out, and another drama set in Montana, The Madison, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, in the works. Yet one group is especially looking forward to the finale, actual Montanans. When your correspondent asked Montanans what they think about the show, the same idea came up repeatedly, that the series often applies a mythical or outdated view of the Wild West to modern Montana. It feels like it portrays us as cowpokes waiting for Kevin Costner to come tell us what to do, says Joe Hancock, a financial analyst in Bozeman. Others think the storylines lack complexity. Pat Flowers, a Democrat in the state Senate, offers a very Montanan example. Everybody's got mixed feelings about grizzly bears, but in Yellowstone, you've got bear haters and bear lovers. Even if the show is a bit reductionist, it often touches on issues that loom large in the state. Chief among them is growth. One of Montana's nicknames is the last best place, a mountainous Eden forgotten by modernity. But from 2020 through 2023, Montana's population grew faster than that of all but four other states. Local Democrats and Republicans alike talk about defending Montana values. Among John Dutton's enemies are Wall Street investors sniffing out development projects. Montana's resistance to growth is a plotline in Yellowstone, but many Montanans argue that the show has turbocharged the problem. The growth we've seen is in large part through the popularity of the show Yellowstone. Greg Gianforte, the state's Republican governor, told The Economist last year. "The scenery is legit," he added, "maybe not the drama." Mr. Gianforte was once humorously introduced as John Dutton at an event. Laurie Bishop lives in Park County, which includes Paradise Valley, home to the Dutton family's fictional ranch. She says tourists and newcomers to the state are easy to spot because they are playing dress-up. "It was not until the last few years with Yellowstone that I found myself surrounded by so many people wearing cowboy hats and boots," she says, laughing. She does not count herself as a fan of the show. "I just can't do it," she says, raising an eyebrow.